It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, we're on. It's time for the Outdoor Report, and we're going to talk with Steve here in just a moment. He just walked in with a fistful of shakes and big boy goodies. Muy excelente, my friend.
And you ready to watch the game tonight? You coming over?
I'm trying to. I can't get him to come over, though. You got to get T-Bor to come with me. I even told him I'd pick him up and bring him over there.
That's because he's not a Brett Favre fan anymore. He's just a Packer fan.
Oh, he picked against him.
I think I am, too.
I am, too. Well, okay, thanks for coming in. All right, we're going to get to the Outdoor Report right now first before we get into this. But let's look at the forecast one more time. Just so you know, we're expecting some showers tonight, and then tomorrow we're looking at a chance of rain showers mixed with snow, high to hit 41, right? Winds will be out of the west. That's a good thing. I always found that deer hunting and southerly flows just didn't have the impact, okay? So you're looking at the snow, right, and you're thinking, oh, I love snow on opening day. Well, duh. We all do. You can see the deer easier. It gets them moving. You can see where they're moving. If you don't happen to have deer in front of you, you can actually take a little walk and see where the tracks are. It's easier to track deer after you shoot them when there's a little bit of snow on the ground. But one thing you may not have thought of is that with the rut now in full swing, it's on, my friends. It's on like Donkey Kong. They are chasing the hot does around, and they're going to be, you know what that does? It makes them stupid. But the thing is this time of, right now anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is the moon is actually about a half full. It actually provides a significant amount of light at nighttime, and that helps facilitate deer movement at night. Well, guess what's going to happen? As far into the forecast as I can see, actually. Mostly cloudy. That removes any chance of any ambient moonlight and helping them move around at night. What does that mean to you as a deer hunter? They're going to move more during the early hours and late hours. And they're going to move more during the day period. This is shaping up to possibly be one of the best opening days we've had in a long, long time. The rut is right on schedule. We're going to have a little bit of snow. It's not going to be bitterly cold. And with plenty of cloud cover, the moon is not a factor for nighttime activities. That doesn't mean they're not going to move around at night at all. It just means it's going to help a little bit. It's all about variables and percentages. And I can't think of, other than a bad last winter, that's about the only thing working against us this year. And even that, we're still expected to be near our 30-year average for deer harvest. So get out and get hunting this Saturday and Sunday. It should be fantastic. I'm heading down to Menominee County myself. So there's your outdoor report. Steve-O's in the house. I don't know what we're going to talk about now. What do you want to talk about?
Probably talk about tonight's game, aren't we?
Why we're picking what we're picking?
You know, we're going to talk about a little bit. My son wanted to bring this up because he's a Penguins fan. He wants to talk about
he has to bring up the overtime victory, huh?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about the Red Wings a little bit, too. All right, we'll be right back with the Big Boy Sports Recap right after this. Stick around.